Hollywood, 1940. It's a brand new decade.
Wait. It's still 1940? Wasn't it 1940 when we started this thing, like 5 years ago?
Well, it's still 1940. A brand new decade. But the muck and mire in the gutters is as stale as the beans on the bottom shelf at the bean store. City of Angels? Sure, pal. Keep dreaming. The name's Ford Phillips. And after solving the mystery of F. Scott Fitzgerald's murder, I'm back with a whole new case and the craziest cast
Whoa. We didn't solve F. Scott Fitzgerald's murder yet.
Are you kidding me? We started this thing like 5 years ago. It's not done yet?
Sorry, boss. This is a trailer for the second half of the season. The name's Fig Weinshein, and in addition to solving crimes, reminding people I used to be an ace reporter, and accidentally putting both legs through one leg of my wide-legged trousers, I'm also very good at keeping track of what this podcast is about.
You're trying to tell me we still have to finish the case of the Greater Gatsby?
Maybe it'll sound better coming from someone else. Take it away, recurring announcer.
Famed author F. Scott Fitzgerald has been murdered. The scene? Hollywood. The detectives? Hard-boiled. The suspects? Plentiful.
Did I kill F. Scott Fitzgerald?
Scotty and I haven't been right for some time.
Phillips, Weinshein, if you don't find me that script, heads are gonna roll.
Whoa! What's all this about liars?
Scrambled eggs on toast. This is getting to be too much for old Penny Nickelpenny.
But why should I catch you up on things when you can hear it from everyone's favorite former barkeep, Bixby Crane?
No, please. You all have your hands full finding out who murdered F. Scott Fitzgerald. Who stole his script? What manner of secrets are in the script? Who's sending threatening letters around Hollywood? Why Dash Gunfire keeps popping up? And what happened to the missing punch whistle triplet?
People keep saying that last one as if I know what it means.
Tremble as this mystery gets personal.
F. Scott Fitzgerald's murder was just the beginning for us. Quit the grapes of wrath or we'll make wine shine out of you.
Looks like I've finally joined the Hollywood elite. A threatening note just for me.
Quick as characters provide confusing directions.
Down the hall to the right, then another right, then another, then one more after that.
Yeah. Basically a lot of rights. Got it.
Hold your loved ones close at the second part of this twisty tale of deceit and murder. This radio show has everything. Such as new characters.
Everyone, this is Juniper Wet Blossom.
Sorry I'm late, darlings.
Old characters.
That weasel has his slimy little hands in everything.
And new old characters.
So good to see you all. Does anybody want an espresso? No, just me.
Wait, what's a new old character?
I just gave you an example.
That's Roger Haircreme. He's not new, he's just old.
But he's new to this story.
I just think it's confusing.
Well, I think you're an idiot and drunk.
Why, I ought to punch you right on the mouth.
You can't punch me. I'm just a voiceover, a vibration in the air. Can you punch the wind? Can you lay hands on breath itself? Can you...
All right, fellas, back on track. The second half of the case of the Greater Gatsby is greater in every way.
Greater threats!
Maybe you should stop nosing around in my business and take a little more interest in your own. Or maybe you should drink that drink and then get the hell out of my bar.
Greater songs!
Merry Christmas, though it's a sad one to be sure. Love is gone and my path is so unmoored.
And greater day rates for announcers recording this trailer.
No, that's not true. Don't say that.
Well, we'll see.
And so will you when the case of the Greater Gatsby returns to your ears on October 16th via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. And I, for one... can't wait.
You and me both, sister. So, you guys want to go get a drink or go on a hike or something?
Dash Gunfire. Just what I need.
Really? Cool.